Of the people that you came across within the church, were there any that made a particular impact on your life, or what can you remember of the people that you've?
The only person that I would really feel made an impact on both of us would be John Smith.
Right.
I mean, John had a great ministry. When John came, the congregation had fallen away a bit in numbers. And that picked up, partly I think, John's ministry coupled with the redevelopment of the premises, and it was a change in worship style, change in environment, change in attitude that just gradually it took place. Not without a few hiccups. I mean, to me that was a real time of blessing in the church. I don't know if anybody has described to you the state of the premises when
No, they haven't.
Well, I think I would think the stewardship had not been of the best.
This is the time when they get the church re-roofed and things like that. And the platform has changed.
Yes.
I've seen a wee sketch on the timeline. We've got a sketch of the hoped for platform.
I drew that.
Did you draw that? Yes. Fantastic. Yes. I've kind of wondered.
John's. No, it was before John came, I think. I can't quite remember the timing.
So at 91, 92, the platform changed.
Yes, but I mean, it started earlier than that. It must have been about 88, 89.
Aye.
I mean, the pews were done, or the benches were done. They were old oak benches. They were falling to pieces. They were fixed up with metal brackets and things. The floor was dreadful. It was still bare floorboards. I don't know if it had ever been, there had ever been a coating on the floorboards. They'd shrunk, there were gaps between the ends of the planks, and if somebody came in with stiletto heels, they were at risk of getting their stiletto heel caught. There were bumps in the floor where the ground had heaved underneath.
So these wee strips of wood that are across the floor, was that under your work? You put them in? Because I love these wee strips.
Well,
I love the care.
I didn't do them.
Right.
I'm talking about, you know, the state building. There was water. I mean, the valley between the two buildings was dreadful. There was water coming in that, and I don't know how long water had been coming in there.
Right.
But on the back wall of the vestibule when you go in, I can't remember all that was there, but there was certainly a sort of bookshelves where the hymn books were.
Right.
But there was water dripping down there.
Right, okay.
And the valley just had felt on it. And the water was bogged underneath. So there was a development group put together to look at all this. It would be 1988, 1989, I think. So that was after John Smith came. John came in 85. And to look at all of that, and I became treasurer in 1987, I think. And that's really when I began to look at things.
Aye.
And there was a development group set up with, I think, about five of us. Paul Wilson's father, Crawford, he was chairman. But I really did it. Was the one who did it.
And pushing it, yeah.
I remember the first thing we did is, as I say, that big bump, and it was a big bump. I mean, it would be a heave up to about that, and over, quite a big area, and it was just coming up to the, alongside what had been the choir area,
right. Yeah.
Over at the organ side, right. Of the under the new bit that you've added on,
yes.
At the front there. My first thing was to get this up and see what the problem is.
You know? Did you find out?
Oh, we did, yes. And I mean, it was just
describe movement. Right.
But you know what's underneath.
There's a very small gap between the ground and the flooring itself.
It's ground hold, like nail holding bitumen.
Right, okay.
So the planks are nailed down through
the bitumen.
A layer of bitumen. And the ground, of course, had heaved up under. And there were a couple of other places, but that was them.
Yeah.
And I used to think, how long has that been there? Why has nothing been done about it? You know? So anyway, we got grouped together. Now, the finances weren't great when I took over. We had a deficit every year.
Right.
And there had to be an appeal. And in fact, my first or second year as treasurer, we had to cut all our missionary donations and gifts in half,
aye.
Which was terrible.
Aye. Felt it.
And we looked at development and we developed a development plan, and I said, well, unless we clear our debt, until we can clear our deficit in a year, we can't start
all the good stuff.
Money for this.
Aye.
And the plans went ahead and got them all drawn up, and it came to the bit. And in that year, and I think the highlight of my time at Cathcart, I remember, was on the very last Sunday of the financial year, somebody handing me a cheque that took us about £3 over.
Fantastic.
Over the budget.